Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A broad area of low pressure is dropping snow across the interior. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says the system, which originated near Hawaii, has brought precipitation to a wide area.
Covering most of the southern interior with snow, we've had anywhere from 2 to 3 inches here in town with this last round, and a little bit more up in the hills. We have had some reports of some freezing rain down along the Alaska Range.
Cox says another 2 to 3 inches of snow are expected north and west of Fairbanks, with lesser amounts south and east of town. He says the system will be followed by clearing skies and colder temperatures Wednesday through Friday, with another chance of snow over the weekend. An updated count of ballots from last week's statewide election is happening today, and two key Fairbanks legislative races could be decided. As KUAC's Robin reports, early and question ballots are being tallied.
There's an explanation of Alaska's ballot counting system on the Division of Elections website. That website's getting a lot of hits this week, especially from Fairbanks, where the races for House District 1 and Senate Seat A may get settled this afternoon. But they may not.
I won't be counting any absentee ballots. I will be counting early and question ballots. On Friday, for the 10-day count, is when I expect to add the absentee numbers.
That's Jeremy Johnson, the Interior Regional Director for Elections. He coordinates ballot counts on election night, 7 days later, that's today, 10 days later, and finally 15 days later, to make sure every absentee and questioned ballot for every precinct in Alaska gets to the right district. A real nail-biter is the race for Senate Seat A between Pete Kelly and Scott Kawasaki, both experienced legislators. Right now, Kelly is ahead by a mere 11 votes. Today, early and questioned ballots will be counted.
For early votes, there's more than 200 ballots, and for questioned ballots, there's more than 300.
Johnson says today the Election Review Board volunteers will count all the ballots that were cast by voters registered in District A but happened to be in other places, like Kenai, Ketchikan, Juneau. Those ballots have all been sent to Fairbanks. Then there is the race for House District 1, where 79 votes separate Bart Lebon from Catherine Dodge. Still outstanding from that race are about 250 early and questioned ballots that will be counted today. Johnson says he will release updated numbers about 2 o'clock this afternoon, but we will have to wait 3 more days before absentee ballots are counted. As long as they are postmarked on Election Day, it doesn't matter where the registered voter was.
We've gotten some from Afghanistan, Taiwan, Australia, Germany. Antarctica. There you go. I got one from Antarctica.
On Friday, absentee ballots will be counted. The target for certifying the election is Friday, November 23rd. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Some Alaskans are helping with the California wildfire response. The Bureau of Land Management Alaska Fire Service and the Alaska Division of Forestry have sent a combined total of 14 people south. Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the state is one of several being tapped for assistance through the National Interagency Coordination Center.
With the activities that got going down there, those fires and the severity of them, there is a shortage of resources, so they have had to reach out to other areas.
Mowry says Alaska firefighting crews disband for the winter, but some fire management professionals are available to fill a variety of response jobs in California.
So mostly it's management and overhead safety officers, field observers, division supervisors. There was an order for a public information officer the other day, but mainly it's management and supervisory positions.
Mowry says the assignments are for 2 weeks, but can be extended an additional week.
Given the situation in California and the volatility of these fires and the fuels down there, who knows? Who knows how long these events are going to go on?
Mowry says the extreme situation in California is hard to comprehend in a sparsely populated state like Alaska.
How, you know, they can be evacuating, you know, half the state of Alaska, essentially. So anything we can do to help them, we're going to do.
42 people are known dead in a wind-driven wildfire in Northern California, where hundreds more are missing and thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. A second major fire has killed 2 and burned numerous structures in Southern California. The Interior Gas Utility plans to hire a general manager. The hiring is one of several items on the agenda for an IGU board meeting this afternoon. IGU board chair Pamela Troop says the need for a manager was identified as the IGU merges with Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Company.
It's always been run pretty thin as a for-profit corporation, and we found a big hole there where we need an operations person, especially while we're in this build-out stage.
Also on today's IGU board meeting agenda is an RFP for independent consultants to analyze finances for the borough utility, which has access to state-backed grants, loans, and bonding authority.
Help us position ourselves to be able to go for some bonding if we need to for a bigger build-out.
The IGU board will also receive updates on major projects the borough voter created natural gas utility is working on, including liquefied natural gas storage facilities in Fairbanks and North Pole. I'm Dan Bross.